Two deported killers, one sex batterer arrested after illegally crossing border into U.S. By Bob Price on November 19, 2020. Border Patrol agents in Texas and Arizona arrested two previously deported convicted killers and a previously deported man convicted of sexual battery of an incapacitated person. Rio Grande Valley sector agents assigned to the Kingsville station found a man hiking through a ranch in South Texas as he attempted to circumvent the Javier Vega Jr. immigration checkpoint on U.S. Highway 77. The agents arrested the man and conducted a background investigation. According to information obtained from Rio Grande Valley Sector Border Patrol officials, the investigation identified the migrant as Alvaro Humbert Zero Aleman Merlos, a Salvadoran national. Courts in California convicted the man on multiple occasions. Those convictions included a charge of murder in the first degree, officials stated. The judge sentenced Aleman Merlos to serve 25 years to life in prison. His other crimes include felony convictions for robbery and burglary in Los Angeles. Later that day, Tucson Sector Border Patrol agents arrested a group of 29 illegal aliens near the international border with Mexico, officials stated. The agents found the group about 8 miles north of the Mexican border in the Tohono O'odham Indian Reservation. Immigration interviews identified the migrants as having traveled to the U.S. from Honduras, 1, Guatemala, 3, and Mexico, 25. The male migrants ranged in age from 15 to 41. Officials did not say if the minor was traveling alone or with a family member. During a biometric background investigation, agents identified one of the Mexican men as 31-year-old Carlos Lopez Vasquez. Court records from Indiana show that a Marion County court convicted him of reckless homicide in 2010. The court sentenced Lopez Vasquez to 4 years in state prison. On Wednesday morning, McAllen Station agents patrolling the border near Hidalgo, Texas, arrested a group of 7 migrants who had just illegally crossed the Rio Grande from Mexico into Texas. The agents identified one of the men as Jose Diotoro Simon, a Honduran national. The Fairfax Police Department in Virginia arrested the man for aggravated sexual battery with an incapacitated victim. The judge found him guilty of the crime and sentenced him to 4 years in state prison. All 3 deported criminal aliens now face federal felony charges of aggravated illegal reentry after removal as a convicted felon. If convicted on the charges, each could spend up to 20 years in federal prisons. The other apprehended migrants were immediately removed under Title 42 coronavirus protection protocols put in place by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Under this program, more than 90% of apprehended migrants are returned to Mexico within 2 hours of their apprehension, CBP officials previously stated. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price Tx and Facebook.